Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Dental Marketer Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Arias, and in this episode, we speak with Dr. Daniels, and she is in the midst of almost opening her startup, and it's interesting, her story, because this is her third attempt to do the startup, to make her dream come true, but the first two didn't go the way she wanted, and she didn't bend, right? So what I mean by that is, you'll hear it in the episode, but it wasn't the way she wanted it. It didn't feel right, and she didn't go with it. She's very aware of that, and I respect that so much, because a lot of the times me, if like I'm the guy, if I walk up to the cash register and I thought the price was, I don't know, $10, and then they ring it up for $40, I'm like, oh well, I guess I'll pay it for $40. Like I won't be there saying like no, put it back or away or anything like that. So I respect that a lot from Dr. Daniels. We also talk about how she is going to break the news to her boss that she is going to do a startup 25 minutes away. She hasn't told her boss yet. Or maybe by the time this episode comes out, she probably already did. But as of this episode, she hasn't. So she's going to tell us how she's going to break it to them. She talks about the issues with her landlords and why she didn't go with the first two locations. And she even lost $30,000 when she was already starting construction in one of the startups that she tried to make happen. And this is her third one. And then we also talk about how her startup has affected her personal life. So yeah, with that being said, guys, I want to introduce you to Dr. Daniels. Shalinda, how's it going?
It's going well. How are you, Michael?
I'm doing pretty good. I like how at the beginning, you know how we always talk before we hit record, in case anybody's wondering, but we were talking and I was like complaining about the weather. And then you're like, Michael, I'm in Texas right now. And we've passed that already where we're at.
It's totally hot here. Yeah, definitely. You know, but born and raised Texan, so used to the heat, but yeah, I think LA would be a getaway for me for sure.
I know, yeah. If I were to ask you, Dr. Daniels, what is the best spot right now to eat barbecue in Dallas? What would that be?
Oh, man, you're putting me on the spot here. There are a lot of good Dallas staples, but actually I've recently just tried this new barbecue spot called RL Harris, and it's actually not in Dallas, it's in Red Oak. And I like the marble brisket, which is like the fatty cut. Mm-hmm. And by far, it is the best brisket I've ever had in my life.
Really? In your life? Wow.
Yeah, it's better. I've been to North Carolina and some other states, and you know, obviously Texas, but yeah, that brisket is like super delicious.
It's the everything. Huh. Yeah. Okay, that's good. Next time we go down, I'm gonna have to, because the one where I feel like, I don't know if you've ever been to Salt Lick by mm-hmm. any chance. Okay, to me, I like that type of barbecue, but then I'm like, I've always go here, so I should probably try something else now. You know what I mean? So
yeah. When I get a little further south, it's probably like 15-20 minutes south of Dallas downtown, but it's definitely worth it
for sure. Okay, awesome. We'll definitely do that. All righty, so Dr. Daniels, really quick before we get started, can you tell us a little bit about your past, your present? How did you get to where you are today?
Yeah, so you know, like I mentioned, I grew up here in Dallas, and I went to SMU for undergrad. Majored in chemistry. And so I wasn't ready to go to dental school right out. So I actually taught high school chemistry for a couple years. And then I went to Arizona School of Dentistry and Oral Health in Mesa, Arizona. But yeah, I've always wanted to be a dentist since I was a little girl. This is definitely a childhood dream that I'm living. So it's just super exciting to kind of see my dream just kind of manifest today. But yeah, I've been practicing for 5 years now, so it's really exciting to kind of get my foot one step closer to, you know, opening my own office.
Awesome. Awesome. So right now you're an associate, right?
For right. Practice? I associate part-time, 3 days a week. And so hopefully drop down to 2 days a week and then work in my office 3.5 days a week. That's the plan. So we'll see.
Does the practice you're working for right now, do they know you're going to do your own startup?
No, that's, I'm going to tell him this week. It's, you know, it's kind of nerve wracking, right? To make that announcement. Cause you never know how it's going to be perceived. So
how do you think it's going to be perceived? Like, are they cool or do you think they're going to be like, competition or how?
Yeah, honestly, I'm not really sure. I don't think he'll see me as competition. Dallas is actually a very saturated market. Mm-hmm. There's dentists on every corner. So he already has a lot of competition. And then plus, obviously, with, you know, non-competes, I'm not opening up anywhere within the non-compete. But I think it's just more so, you know, owners do hire associates kind of with the intention of, yeah, this associate is going to be here long term and, you know, they're going to, you know, help me make money and treat my patients. It's kind of the thing. No one wants to hire associates over and over. So I don't think that he'll be thrilled, but I don't think he'll do that either. You know, I think he probably understand it. There's actually another doctor that works there part-time and he has his own office, so he'll be too terribly upset, hopefully.
Okay. Do you already know how you're gonna break it to him or no?
I think I'm just gonna say, hey, you know, Bobby, that's how to say, by the way, you know, hey Bobby, so I'm thinking about going down to 2 days a week and wanted to get your thoughts on that. And the reason for that is I've actually decided to open up my own office and we'll be opening soon.
Okay. Yeah, so that's good.
Short and sweet, right?
So. Yeah, yeah. And then just stay silent and then see what he says. That's good. That's really. So then how far are you going to be from his practice?
I don't know the miles, but drive time, assuming no traffic at all, I am probably about 25 minutes without traffic.
Mm-hmm. Cause that's, I mean, depending on how saturated, like, are you, cause if it's not, I mean, you said it was saturated, but like how saturated, because if it's not like insanely saturated, you can still get patients from, like, you know what I mean? Like 30, 45 minutes. They could. You know what I mean? Like following.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, I'm from here, so I've had family or church friends or other people literally drive, 45 minutes or an hour to see me from where I'm working. People in Dallas and Houston, like we're talking about Houston, they're definitely willing to drive a little bit further. So it's possible, but he also has an HMO office, and I will not be participating in HMOs, so gotcha. I don't think he has anything to really worry about there.
Gotcha. Okay. So let's rewind a little bit. You told me you taught high school chemistry. Why did you start doing that, and when did you start feeling for yourself where you're like, it's not doing it for me right now?
So my goal was always to go to dental school. But I felt like I wasn't kind of, mature at the time. I graduated from college when I was 21. And so I was like, well, let me just work a couple years and kind of, you know, I was really tired of school, honestly. So I was like, let me work and get in the workforce. But with a chemistry degree, it was pretty much my job options were being in a lab, working with rats, or no real communication with other people. And that's not what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And so I had some other friends that were teachers, and they told me about an accelerated program where you can get accredited over the summer And so I was like, hey, I'll do that. That's pretty much, that's what I did. But it was very rewarding. And I definitely learned a lot in those couple of years, just learning about how everyone's different, how people learn, and a lot about the education system. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be, it's going to be different now, the education, a little bit, right? Because of everything's like online, or we don't actually, exactly. I don't even know. Yeah, it's going to be
a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. So, Dr. Daniels, let's fast forward a little bit right now to where your startup is at, or what level is your startup at right now?
So the construction company is still telling me we're going to be ready the week of August the 5th. He's going to be done and should be issued COs that week. But I always drive by, you know, once or twice a week, midweek and on the weekend. So I actually did drive by there yesterday, actually. And I don't know if we're still on target. So we'll have a weekly meeting actually later today. I'll be able to get a better understanding of the timeline. But yeah, so cabinets and things are in. This is a remodeled space. So it's a second generation space. It was formerly an eye doctor. Mm-hmm. And so I remodeled that. So we're at the tail end, but you know, there's just some other things that need to be done, like the flooring and obviously install equipment and IT. So we're almost there.
Gotcha. Okay. So then talk to me about the process, the whole process of how you got to where you're right now. So like, how'd you find the location? Actually, yeah. How'd you find the location first?
So I was actually driving by, like I mentioned, I'm pretty local. So I was actually driving by and saw, that it was for lease. I was working with, so let me rewind a little bit more. So this is actually my third time trying to open up a startup here in Dallas. The first two times I had issues with landlords, and so this third time, I wanted to really slow things down and obviously consult with other people to help me, but also kind of be more active instead of kind of going with recommendations of people telling me, oh, you should use this person or use that person or go with this or go with that. The first couple of times I was very much just kind of being led and not doing the leading. So this project, I really wanted to be more active. I did work with a commercial real estate company, but this actual site, I actually presented to them. So I was driving around, I found it. It doesn't have street visibility, but when you're in the Starbucks drive-through, you can see my office. And okay. So, as you know, the Starbucks drive-thru, there's hundreds of cars that frequent Starbucks every day. It's also by an ice cream shop and donut shop and T-Mobile. So I felt like even though it didn't have street visibility, it was still in a good area.
Yeah, especially like the Starbucks people can see it. So then what issues did you have with the landlords, the previous two?
The first issue, the landlord literally leased the space from underneath me. I put a deposit down on the space. He cashed the deposit, and then he tried to force me into a different spot with less square footage. And I said no, and he made me sign an NDA, and he gave me my money back. The second space, actually, I went through all the way through construction. We had started construction. We did the saw cutting and plumbing. The landlord says, hey, you're building in the wrong spot. Apparently, the site plan he gave me and the construction company that was attached to my lease was not the accurate site plan. So we were building in the wrong spot. And so he wanted me to move over 10 feet, 10 and a half feet over. And so that just left a really sour taste in my mouth, and I decided to walk away from that deal. And so then brings us to where I am now.
How much did you lose from that? This, the second one where you were, he's like, hey, you're 10 feet off, right? Like, did you lose a lot?
It was about, I would say it was around 30,000.
Wow. You know what? Good for you though. Because like, I feel like I don't know. I'd be like, I'm already 30,000 in deep, might as well. You know what I mean?
Right. And I think that, you know, again, the individuals around me that were working with me were like, you know, yeah, you know, just go with it. But to me it was a principle, and then the lack of just, you know, being on top of things, you know, and I felt like the landlord had a lot of things going on and was trying to build a lot of different spaces at one time. You know, and then it was a site, he said that he emailed an updated site plan to the construction company and myself, but it was never discussed, you know, so I almost felt like I was trying to be bullied into saying, hey, this is where you're supposed to be. You know, yes, we changed it, but it's really not an issue. When it was, it actually changed the alignment of the outside of the building. Like everything was symmetrical. So when you walk through the door and the exterior signage, everything would be symmetrical with the front door. When he shifted me over, the signage would kind of be off to the left and the door would be right against the wall. And it was a lot. Yeah. So this space, even though it's a smaller space, my rent is actually half of what it would have been if I stayed over there.
Wow. If you don't mind me asking, can you give me a range of like what it would have been the other one?
So here in Dallas, which every market is different, but here in Dallas, if you're doing a startup for like in a retail strip center, and most of us are doing startups around give or take 2,000 square feet or some are smaller, 1,800, your rent is going to be anywhere from $4,800 upwards of $7,000. So between $5,000
and $7,000. Gotcha, gotcha.
The rent now, my space is considerably smaller. It's about 1,450 square feet, but I was still able to squeeze in 5 operatories. And my rent is between $2,500 to
$3,500. Nice. Okay. So that's really, really a huge difference, like a big win. And so then if we go to the first guy where you said he was trying to force you to move, is that what? Because you said he was...
Oh, the first one,
yeah.
The landlord, what it was he had four individual suites. Two of the four suites were combined into one. So I was leasing that one suite. There was another, after I signed the lease and he deposited my check, apparently someone approached him, another business approached him, the nail shop actually, approached him wanting the space. So then he came to me and said, hey, I will split the space. And so you're no longer leasing this 2,000, I'm just using random numbers. You're no longer leasing this 2,000 square foot space. I want you actually to lease this 1,200 square feet space. Well, I that's not big enough for me. You know, I can't, in my opinion, I didn't think that was a big enough space to do a productive startup.
Yeah.
So that's essentially what happened in the first.
It's not like you got like just overwhelmed or something. I don't know. You know what I mean? He's like, oh, another nail salon. And then I don't know why he would do that over a nail salon. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah. It was a little, there was a little Bruce ego there. I was like, really? A nail salon? But you know,
it's kind of weird. I don't know.
Yeah. But a lot of people go there. It's that space though had extremely high visibility.
That's so, maybe.
Yeah. So maybe there's a lot of
Gotcha. If you don't mind me asking, How much is it costing you the whole build out or the whole transition here?
Like everything included, including like equipment,
yes,
marketing. So this project I should be finishing in right at about 320.
320. And then is that how much your loan was, or are you going over or under?
Oh, no, I'm definitely under my loan.
Where'd you get your loan from?
Wells Fargo.
Oh, nice. Why'd you go with Wells Fargo?
The second issue, so I'm trying to, let's say we had project A, B, and C, right? So the first two projects, so project B was with Bank of America. And so they were really trying to push me to hurry up and find another space and just hurry up and finish my project. But mentally, emotionally, I wasn't ready. You know, I thought I was opening. I had a huge issue with a landlord. And, you know, I just wasn't at that space, you know, to turn around and say, hey, you know, I'm ready to jump back on the wagon again. So the transition there, it was a little choppy. And so that's why I decided, hey, you know, let me reach out to some other banks. And so I decided to go with Wells Fargo. And actually, the local advisor here has been really awesome and has really helped me a lot, you know, throughout this process. So I have to say, for the transition.
Do you know who the local advisor is?
Yeah, he goes by JJ. His name is Jeremiah Johnson.
Jeremiah Johnson. I don't know how that
is. He goes by JJ.
Gotcha, gotcha. But that's cool. That's cool that, like, that's another good thing. Good for you that, like, you know, even though Bank of America is kind of like breathing down your neck, like, all right, we got to find something else, you know? And, but you're like, nah, I'm not in that space yet. Like, give me,
right,
give me time to gather my thoughts and recoup. Because, oh man, how, I think it's more like, I fall into that a ton where my mind was ready to do something, right? Maybe big. And then it didn't go through and I'm bummed. And naturally, I'm just looking for it. Like, I'm like, I need to find that again. But in reality, like, I've lived my whole life without it. I can go a little bit longer without it until I gather my thoughts, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You're right. You know what, Dr. Daniels, like, you're right. You're very self-aware of yourself. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you graduate from chemistry, I mean, when you graduate from school, you're like, I need to mature first. And you went into chemistry and taught that. And then now you're, you know what I mean? Like, that's good. That's good that you're doing that right now. So then, you took out the loan, you're starting your build out. What right now, how are you allocating your budget? Like, how much is it a percentage towards equipment? How much is a percentage towards marketing and stuff like that?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say roughly 30-35% is equipment. The build out, I would say that's closer to maybe about 50%. Yeah, about 50%. And then I would say, yeah, the rest would go into marketing, insurance credentialing, you know, website, all of those things. Furniture, you know, just kind of getting those things together. Furniture and new patient gifts and all of that stuff. Yeah.
So what are you doing right now? Or, like, have you started marketing, or what are your plans for that?
So right now, my website just launched a day or so ago. Last week, Friday of last week. So, and I'm signing up with Flex to work with online scheduling. And so right now I haven't boosted any posts, but my goal is pretty much do social media marketing. With COVID, I was, you know, apprehensive about doing a grand opening, doing some local events. That is what I originally planned. But in light of everything going on, actually Texas being one of the hot spots, I just have been a little bit more reserved about that. So right now I'm just really focusing on online marketing. And so I've really just been sharing things on my personal page and with some local communities. I'm in some local Facebook groups. And so that's been getting a little bit of traction. But once I have my Flex link with my website, I think I'll definitely boost that post so that if there's a way for patients to just kind of go straight on there and schedule. So I've just been doing really social media mainly.
Got you. Who'd you go for? Who did you go for your website?
Get Practice Growth.
Gotcha. Okay. So then that's like your marketing budget right now, right? That's the strategy, social media to get more new patients coming in and so forth.
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And then how are you right now, like hiring employees? Have you already have people in mind or how's that working?
Yeah. So I have, a couple people in mind, you know, some former employees I used to work with have reached out to me, you know, but that's always a great area. And so I'm actually working with Stream Dental HR. Mm-hmm. And so they've been doing a really good job so far. They're developing my handbook, my employee handbook, and they're also posted ads. And so should start interviewing some good candidates this week and next week.
Awesome. That's so cool. Okay. So then that's kind of like, I mean, hopefully it goes great, right? Like the employee, cause I know that's like sometimes some of the biggest headaches is building the right team. Right. So then when it comes to building the right team, what are you looking for right now? Like, oh, I just want an assistant and a front office to start off with. And they have to be personality wise great. Or like, what are you looking for specifically?
So, So I'm looking for a front desk administrator. That person, I think personality is definitely more important than experience. I do think you can pretty much train someone how to do a lot of those things. An assistant, the same thing. However, I would like someone with some experience. Just as a startup, it can be somewhat difficult to kind of train and, you know, make sure things are, you know, in place. And so that's my preference, to have someone with a little bit of experience as far as a dental assistant. But you definitely want the personality to be there. You know, I've worked in offices where the culture, the atmosphere just was, you could kind of sense that there was some drama or some negativity, or people just didn't like each other. So, you know, I want to definitely make sure that I hire the right staff. That's very important for me.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so then this is like a pretty big question, but how do you envision your practice then? What do you want? Like, what's your mission statement? But at the same time, like, what do you want? If I were to go into your practice and I leave, how do you want me to feel after that?
Yeah, so the name of my office is Smile Lounge. And so I want people to come in and feel relaxed, right? Like when you go to a lounge, you can just chill out and relax and vibe, be yourself. And so that's my mission for the practice. I know a lot of people that come to the dentist, they're very fearful. They have a lot of anxiety. So I want to try to take that away, you know, as best as possible, provide, you know, different amenities and, you know, feel like they can, you know, be open and comfortable at the dentist. You know, I am a general dentist. So I'll be doing general dentistry, but also placing implants and doing some clear aligners. But, you know, that's my goal, just to have a dental office where it's a relaxing environment. It's the family office, and just kind of grow with the community. I think that's something I've always wanted. So when my office does become productive, I want to be able to offer, you know, giving back to the community, offer free services, you know, throughout the year, and host events. So.
Yeah, that's going to be, so you want to be the go-to dentist, right? But at the same time, like, yeah, you're right. Like something where people can relax and feel a little bit different. So what would you say is the mission statement? Or do you guys have a mission statement already or no?
Yeah, I have a mission statement. I don't have it pulled up, but that's essentially what it says. You know, we have a state-of-the-art dental office where, you know, we provide the utmost care for patients to come and just be able to sit back, be at ease, and, you know, provide quality care. That's essentially what it says.
Gotcha. Okay. And then how has all of this, Dr. Daniels, how has it all affected your personal life?
It's a lot to juggle. You know, I'm a mompreneur, so I have a soon to be 7 months tomorrow. Wow. And then I have a 6-year-old girl, and then I have a bonus son who is 6 also. And so, yeah, it's a lot with, you know, especially with COVID going on, right, with kids being at home and having to homeschool and all of that. It's it can be challenging, but, you know, we're definitely making it work. And so a lot of times it's fun, you know, spending more time with kids. And we have a camping trip planned here next weekend. So it's challenging, but also it's very rewarding. It's a lot of fun as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I know right now it can be like, because you have a lot going on in your mind. Do you feel like sometimes right now, do you feel like you're present a lot of the times, or do you feel like you're always thinking about the practice?
I would say, yeah, I'm definitely always thinking about the office or, you know, things that I need to do, especially for the week. So I've actually recently just gone back doing my to-do list and actually physically writing things down, because it is a lot to kind of keep up with. But then also making sure, you know, I'm available with my family as well. So it's definitely a lot to juggle. But yeah, absolutely. I could, you know, be trying. Sometimes I'll say, okay, you know, you got to sit back and kind of relax. Don't worry about the office right now. Give yourself some me time. And then it'll start trickling in, like, oh, did you do this? Did you send that email? Did you reply? Did you do this? So yeah, it's definitely, it could be a little overwhelming for sure.
Gotcha. And then what advice would you give to people who were in your shoes, who are about to do a startup or thinking about doing a startup? Like what advice would you give them before they start?
Yeah, so I am, you know, a religious person, and I would actually say everything in God's timing, right? Sometimes, you know, and then my story specifically, we think it's the right time to do something, you know? And so just because, things didn't align, you know, necessarily during that year or that month, doesn't mean that it's a no, it's just not right now. But still continue doing the work in the background, meaning doing the work is like, I'm always on a dental Facebook group, I'm in the search engines, I'm looking at things, I'm looking at resources, or I'm on Dental Town or other, you know, dental websites, and just kind of really seeking and searching the business side of things, or what I could be doing better. What are some good ideas for marketing, or how are people doing this? And then also, you know, investing in myself. You know, I did Implant Pathway, which is an implant course for general dentists. That was super awesome. I do a lot of online CEs. So just prepare yourself so that when the opportunity, when the time is right, you can be as ready as you can be. You know, of course, there'll be some curveballs thrown in there, but, you know, that's what I would say.
Gotcha. Awesome. All righty, Dr. Daniels, thank you so much for being with us. It was a pleasure. But before we say goodbye, can you tell our listeners where they can find you?
Yeah, so you can find me on Facebook. My office Facebook URL is The Smile Lounge GP. So facebook.com/TheSmileLoungeGP. I'm on Facebook, and so yeah, that's probably the best way to find me right now.
Awesome, awesome. Alrighty, and guys, that's all going to be in the show notes below in case you want to reach out to Dr. Daniels and ask her any more questions or just see how she's doing. You can definitely go check her out and definitely give her a follow and like and everything like that. So thank you so much, Dr. Daniels, for being with us. It was a pleasure, and we'll hear from you soon.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Hey guys, this episode does come with an amazing deal from one of our sponsors, which is Mango Voice. If you need an amazing phone service provider with outstanding customer service, let's be honest, most of us do need that. So your phone is one of the biggest bloodlines to keep your practice growing and running, and you need the best phone service provider for the best price. Mango Voice is what you need. They simplify and enhance communications for their customers and, most important, interactions. They take a fresh and innovative approach to something old and plain and make it extremely, extremely awesome, guys. Mango Voice is simple, easy, fun, and extremely dedicated to help grow your practice. And Mango Voice, like I said, is one of our amazing sponsors, so that means you get an exclusive deal. So go in the show notes below, click on the Mango Voice logo or the Mango Voice link to find out more about the exclusive deal. And if you are interested, sign up. Reach out to Jonathan or anybody at Mango Voice. Let them know you heard this episode, the Dental Marketer Podcast. They'll give you the exclusive deal and more benefits. And trust me, you will be extremely, extremely satisfied and happy with the choice that you made by switching over to Mango Voice. So go in the show notes below and check that out.